It's Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. If you're wondering where Nick is, hang on for 2 hours and then you'll hear Nick. He's in for Steve Cochran today and tomorrow, so I have the pleasure of sitting in for Nick today and tomorrow as well. It's a lot of fun. Good news for Target, because if you're a Target shopper, they've done some things to lure you back in. Remember that during the Great Recession, Target took a little hit, and then there was the security breach. Was it last Christmas? I think, yes, it was last Christmas where Target had the big security breach, and people kind of panicked a little bit and went away from Target, and so their stocks were falling and everything was not too rosy. But for the last five quarters, Target is bouncing back. Channel 5 did a story. They've had five consecutive quarters of increases in key sales measure. It suggests there are more shoppers that are returning to the discounter that pioneered the concept of putting affordable, chic fashion under the same roof as groceries and toiletries. I guess I didn't stop going to Target. My wife and daughter are big Target shoppers. I don't know if you're a Target. It seems like there's a strong delineation between Target shoppers and like Walmart shoppers. Because Target a few years ago decided they were going to get fancy. And so they began positioning themselves as like the higher alternative to the other discount retailers. And I know my wife loves Target. Are you a Target shopper, Esmeralda?
I love Target.
See, let me ask you this. What is it about Target that you love? And I'm not poo-pooing Target. I'm not saying that's a bad choice. What is it about Target that you love?
They have cute things there.
As a
so a lot of their design, their I guess house brand,
right,
of things, they have it throughout everything, decorations for your house.
Is that the home essential? No,
yeah,
not
just like bedding,
yeah,
and things for the bathroom, things for your kitchen. It's nice. It's modern, but it's not overtly modern. It's just kind of clean, simple things,
right?
And
it's
really
reasonably
like
priced.
Yeah, it's reasonably priced. Also, I don't know. I went to Target like a couple days ago. I was only going to go buy water filters,
okay,
for a pitcher, which were like $15. And I came out with $60 worth of stuff.
Holy Moses. Were you just impulse buying? Or?
Well, it was. And then I realized I needed other things. And that was, well, I'm here. Might as well.
Might as well. I'm at Target. Let's go.
But then I almost bought other stuff, but I couldn't carry it.
That's the beauty of living in the city,
yeah,
when you don't have a car, because, you know, I'm always at the stores with my Conestoga wagon. I can put in as much as I need to.
Well, and even just I didn't grab a cart or anything because I didn't think I needed it.
Oh, so okay.
I was essentially just everything was carrying my two arms.
Waddling around like a pirate penguin.
Pretty much.
All right.
No, but everything's cute there. I don't know how to explain it.
And that's...
There's something about
that's
the
a perfect
place.
Female, and I'm not saying this as a slam. That's a perfect female summary of what it is. Everything's cute there,
right? And like, I also, their clothing, they align themselves with brand name designers and things like that. And
that's one of the biggest changes, according,
yeah,
to this survey. The changes in the store, they've been updating their fashion. It says their fashion, the baby products, and home decor, two of the three things that Esmeralda mentioned. You don't need the baby products. That's Dan's.
No.
That's Dan's deal.
I'm good.
Do you go to Target for your baby products, Dan?
I kid you not. In a weird bit of synchronicity here, my wife and I had a conversation on Sunday, and she said, "If we buy two packs of 150 diapers,
300. Look at my math. Look how fast I am.
Done.
That's right.
Nobody gets
people
one
think
by you.
People think I'm not quick.
No.
I'm 300 diapers.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to go through 300 diapers?
Well, coincidentally, we started doing the math.
Okay.
We're averaging 4 to 5 diapers a day.
4 to 5 diapers a day, 300 diapers, that's 60.
Yeah.
Do you even eat that much? Like, what's...
I don't know.
Man, those
that
babies,
seems,
man,
that seems just, a lot.
Man,
just,
babies.
I don't think they stop peeing.
You know what? Because babies have no self-control.
They don't.
Babies just, if they got to go, they got to go. They're like wild animals.
Yeah.
You know, but even my dogs, I train not to go in the house. Babies, you can't train them not to go in the house.
Yeah, they just go.
It's whatever. Hey.
So, but my wife called me and said, you know, if we buy 300, we get a $10 gift card, and which I think is the other thing, is like they offer really good deals,
oh,
in
okay,
house. So it's like, you feel like you're saving, even though you end up like Esmeralda, where you end up spending $70 when you go in to spend $10.
Oh, yeah. Now, granted, 10% baby off diaper, that red card.
Yeah.
Baby diapers are small, but where are you going to store 300 baby diapers?
Oh, you know.
As opposed to adult diapers.
We've got storage.
Well, by like the 2 days, they'll be gone anyway. Right. So.
That's true. So did you decide to buy the 300?
The reason she didn't was because she couldn't carry it. Much like Esmeralda, the cart was already full, and so she... So we literally spent like 8 minutes on the phone doing the math, figuring out, all right, this is a good deal. Let's do it. And then she walks in the door.
Wow.
And I'm like, where are the rest of the diapers? She's like, I couldn't carry them.
And people who don't have kids would never understand that kind of conversation in math. It's like, well, you know, all right, we got to spend it anyway. Do you go name brand diapers? Do you go knockoff?
We are now buying the Target brand.
We had
done the Honest brand, which is also sold at Target, which was founded by Jessica Alba. It's a
celebrity diapers.
Yes.
Wrap your baby in nothing but the best down there.
It is an all natural diaper. It uses a lot less dyes and things like that.
What colors are diapers? Are white? What color? What are they dyed
with?
Well,
the Honest Company offers a variety of designs.
Is that right?
Yes, it had skull and crossbones.
And let me ask you this: going back to your initial statement that the baby goes through four or five of these a day.
Yes.
Why do you? Does it matter that they're all designed up because they're doing the same thing in them?
Right. No, I think it just makes it a little bit more enjoyable for those of us who are doing it. Yeah.
You gotta look.
It's because they're babies. They can still look good.
Babies can look great,
right.
But I had a baby, and she looked. She always was dressed nicely. We never really saw her diaper.
It makes you smile through the misery.
Does it? No. Well, then if it makes you smile, so you've moved on though from those.
Yes.
So now you're onto ones that don't make you smile.
Right.
Now you're onto ones that make you frown.
The ones that hold a little bit more liquid.
I was going to ask if the all natural had the same absorbency.
It wasn't bad. It's just that she's gone, you know, as she's gotten older, she's producing more.
Sure, because she's growing up.
Yep. And so.
You're giving her beef sandwiches and stuff.
Exactly.
And that, you
know, so this Target diaper offers the super absorbency without some of the harsh chemicals that make her very sensitive Irish skin break out.
The sensitive skin is the whole diaper. I'm so glad. But I still come from a time, I remember changing my younger brother's diapers when it was cloth.
Mm. My mom used cloth on me.
Well, we didn't have disposable diapers when I was a kid. When I was a baby, I guess they didn't have disposable diapers. And when I think by the time my last brother came along, there might have been disposable. Because I do remember Pampers around the house. That was really the only brand back then, too. It was like, hey, you want some disposable diapers? You get Pampers. Or you just get newspaper and wrap it around there like origami. But the cloth diapers, they say they're better, but what a hassle the cloth diapers were. There's somebody from the diaper industry talking about swaddling your baby. You got to keep washing them, and then you also have to clean them out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so my mom used cloth diapers, and actually... It was a very clean. My mother is a very clean person, but I used to carry around one of those diapers as like a security blanket.
Oh, nice!
It was clean. It was a clean one.
Yeah,
it was like unused one, but still, I still have it.
We used to after our dog. You always have to have some of them around. I don't know why you have to have some of them around. Or there was a period because, like you said, down a skin issue where we had to have some cloth diapers in the house, and then when they weren't used or when they were all bleached and clean. They make great dust rags. If you're ever going to,
they're very soft.
They are soft and they're absorbent and they soak up everything from dust to spills. Anyway, back to Target. So they've updated their fashion, their baby products, and their home decor. They've overhauled the fit of its jeans. Do you get your jeans there, Esmeralda? Target jeans.
I know I've bought probably.
All right,
most likely.
Well, it's been a 10% sales growth. They also launched a plus size collection for women, Ava and Viv. Its first exclusive fashion line it created in over a decade with plans to launch exclusive beauty and children's wear collections in 2016. That's good news for you, Dan. You'll be buying a lot of children's clothes coming up.
It's true.
They've also worked on presentation, according to this article from Channel 5. It's been adding mannequins to display some clothes instead of hanging them or folding them on shelves. Oh, nothing better than a mannequin, especially when you're a prepubescent boy and they forget to dress the mannequin. You're walking through. walking through Macy's or something, you go, oh, topless mannequin.
First movie I ever saw at a movie theater.
Was Mannequin?
Mm-hmm.
Featuring, Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. And didn't one of them have the guy from Designing Women, too?
Yes, Misak Taylor.
Yeah, there you go.
I will say, nowadays, those mannequins are a little more anatomically correct.
Yeah.
They have nipples now. It's insane. I'm not joking. Like, what need those for? But
well, because, well, you know, don't you want to know what you're going to look like when it's cold out? Yeah. How will this exercise wear look if it's brisk? Well, I think you know now. Hubba bubba. At the same time, Target has upgraded its stores and merchandise. They can, let's see. The chain says it's keeping prices low, which is good. The chain says it's better using its large scale to negotiate prices with suppliers. So anyway, all of that means that Target is doing better, and you people who love Target, please don't say Target, but if you like to go to Target, it's working because your store is coming back.
Yeah, and the booze is always pretty cheap.
Is it really?
Well, I've noticed I really like effing cucumber vodka.
Okay.
And when it's on sale, it's usually like $18 for that big old bottle.
That's nice. So, is that a good price? Is that a handle?
Everybody.
Is that what you're talking about? A handle?
No, it's
handle
just
of
one
vodka?
Of those tall bottles.
Okay.
But they're usually about $25, $22.
Cucumber vodka, you say?
Yeah, it's so good.
Right. Boy, I have to up my game a little bit. I'm still brewing my plum wine in the toilet. So I gotta up my game a little bit. Get out there and see what's going on. While you ponder that and my drinking problem, well, it's all self-contained in the bathroom. Unknowingly, Dan, you tied that bump music into a little promo for tomorrow night's show.
All right.
Or tomorrow morning show. Because it's every time I get to fill in for Nick on these overnight hours, which I used to handle on the weekends for a long time here at WGN, people say, hey, are you going to bring back the arcade? Will you do an arcade while you're in for Nick? And so tomorrow, in advance of Elvis's birthday, we will be doing Elvis trivia on a special edition of the Overnight Arcade that will come up after the 3 o'clock news tomorrow morning. So yes, listen. People ask, I listen. Plus, I always enjoy playing the game. But we got to get some prizes.
I think of you constantly because of
the
Final Countdown commercial that Geico
yes.
has now.
Yes, that was because the Final Countdown was the original theme yes. for the arcade back in the day.
And
yeah,
so, as Europe we wait is for not the burrito.
They're not holding up well. You got to wait for the burrito, Dan. You can't. And that's I love people getting very upset because microwaves take too long. Oh, come on, where's it take too long? All right, how much time? Let me rephrase this. What do you think the average man spends more time doing in his life, having sex or talking about the weather, Dan?
Well, one of my favorite quotes of all time about the most interesting man in the world.
Yes.
From that ad campaign for Dos Equis.
I'm familiar.
He never brings up the weather, even in the middle of a monsoon.
Good for him.
Yes. So I'm going to go with the first part, hopefully, for mankind.
Esmeralda?
The weather.
The weather. Esmeralda is correct. Because we are dim as a species.
There's only one interesting man.
That's true.
In the world.
And so everybody else talks about the weather. This is a study out of the UK. So we'll skew it a little bit because it's the UK. And, you know, their dental hygiene is questionable. So we.
Although, did you see the study they did?
Which one? The one I'm looking at?
No, a different one.
There's so many.
Funded by a UK company. But to, you know, dissuade that stereotype, they did research into the UK smile versus American smiles. And
really?
They claim American smiles are now worse.
Well,
because of the high cost of dental work.
I've been around some people in the United States, and I would have to agree. There's some snaggletooth jack-o'-lanterns out there running around. And it is, listen, dental care, I'm very fortunate. We have dental insurance through my wife's company. But I still don't go to the dentist because it scares me. But it's tough. It's tough. And now all the snaggletooth people are going to be very upset with me. But that's
okay. Jack-o'-lanterns.
The jack-o'-lantern people are very upset. I try to offend as many people in one sentence as I can, Esmeralda. That's what I try to do. Why waste word? Why waste time offending one group here and then a few minutes later offending another group? Let's just throw out one sentence get a couple groups out of the way, and then we move on. And then if you haven't been offended yet, hang on, your turn's coming. Especially if you're one of these people who just talks about the weather. So this is a study, again, out of the UK. And I'd be interested to see this dental smile survey too, Dan. I want to see what's going on with that. And I will admit, that is a gross stereotype. But it seems to be, except for Kate Middleton, whose smile is dazzling. And all the royals have good teeth, because they're the royals. But then I see a lot of Cockney. In my mind, I picture a lot of Cockney people with fingerless gloves, and all their teeth are not only bad, but they're green too. They're just discolored. Like, for some reason, the toothbrush industry never made its way across the ocean. And I know that's probably wrong, but I can't say what it is. All right, this was created by WatchStop. It is you can go online and figure out. It's an interactive tool that will predict how much time you'll spend commuting, cleaning, and doing other chores before you die. It then compares these tedious tasks to more enjoyable activities, such as the amount of hours you may spend sleeping, drinking, and having sex, and it's going to reveal how you'll spend the rest of your life. Unfortunately, a lot of this is not good. It revealed in 2015, men had less sex than women, with males spending a total of 3 days, quote, having relations, compared to 4 days for women. So I don't know who the ladies are spending that extra day with, but it's not the fellas. Good for you, ladies. All right, so this is how the average man spent 2015. 4 days cleaning, 24 days commuting, 80 days sleeping, 3 days, quote, having relations, but yet 8 days drinking. Well, probably if you're not having relations, if you're only having relations 3 days, you got to drink to be one or the other. 7 days exercising, still listed. 18 days showering. That seems excessive. And talking about the weather, 12 days. A total of 12 days talking about the weather. And I don't even want to do like a 30-second forecast. I'm lazy. All right, how about the ladies? Because we like, if I'm going to talk about the guys, we got to talk about the ladies. Ladies, you spent 6 days cleaning as opposed to 4 days for the men. Same amount of commuting, 24 days. You only slept 66 days, though, ladies, instead of 80 for the men, because you're up. You're go-getters. You've got things to do. Well, you got to spend that extra day having sex. So you have to be awake, I would imagine, for that. Maybe not. 4 days having relations. You only spent 6 days drinking as opposed to the men's 8 days of drinking. Unless you're, you know, looking for a handle of cucumber vodka at Target like Esmeralda, then maybe you have. And again, your results may vary, as they like to say on the commercial. 4 days exercising as opposed to 7 days for the men. And ladies, this is sad. You spent 19 days talking about the weather. A total of 19 days. Does that seem high to you, Esmeralda?
No, because I've been on a few dates where I've had to talk about the weather.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? On a date?
Yeah, that's the worst.
That is just hearing about
just
it
nothing,
seems so
you're
sad.
Like, so
are these
real
Tinder
cold,
swipes? Where do you meet somebody that you only?
Much.
Oh no! And you're just sitting there. And how fast? How long before the weather comes up?
I mean, it depends. But a lot of times, just you're sitting there like so.
Oh,
cold,
no.
Right?
So, January weather, huh? Oh, that would be awful. And then once the weather becomes a topic of conversation on the date, how long before you go to the bathroom and shimmy out the window?
No, I mean, I'll stick it out.
Will you?
And then not talk to him ever again.
Do you pass on dessert and coffee on that date and just say, no, listen, I got to get home?
Yeah, it's a lot of like, oh, you know, I'm really tired.
I've got graphic design work to do for my new professional sports league. I've got to get out of here. Wow. Oh, that's very sad. All right, British.
Seriously, how long are conversations about the weather, though?
I mean, they're not that long, though.
That's the thing.
I was going to say.
Days.
But I'm just assuming because you have to do it a lot.
Well, that's it. I mean, you just.
To talk a lot
done
of
it
times.
So many times over a year that it averages up into, you know, 12 times 24. Do that math quickly. I'm not good.
No, thank you.
No. But that's how many minutes. That's And all right, so let's say on an average date, you're going to talk about the weather for how long? Hour and a half? 5 minutes?
No.
68 seconds?
It really depends on what's going on. Is it Is it raining or is it snowing? Because then you get into it.
So do you only go on dates when inclement weather is forecast?
Yeah,
just in case things get
dicey?
It's going
to be real boring.
Sure. Would you like to go out with me as brother? Hold on, let me check the 5-day.
Because then you go on, and then you're
Skilling
like,
says it's going to rain on Friday. Yeah, let's go out Friday.
Because then you talk about, because then you go, oh, yeah, were you around when it was really cold that one day? And
you don't
bring up
Snowmageddon, do you?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta.
Polar vortex come into play over
gotta.
The main. Oh. Dan, we should be thankful we're not in the dating world.
I agree.
All right.
288 hours, by the way. 12 times 24. 288 hours talking about the weather. I don't think Tom Skilling spends 288
hours. No, I was just going to say, the only guy I know who could come close is Tom Skilling, and I'm betting he draws a line at like 250 tops for the year. Because I talked to him last week when I was in for Roe, and by the time you get to like the end of December, Tom's done with the weather for the year. It's like, talk to you again in January. I got things to do. He's in Bora Bora, though.
I should be a meteorologist. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you should pick better dates. That's what I'm saying. You know, be maybe a little more selective. But that's just me. You don't know the conversation strengths of a man before.
Yeah. Wait, you don't know until you're in in the weather talk, and you're like,
right, and then you don't know
weather talk.
Oh, and you had all kinds of things to talk about, like British teeth. We'll get into that. We'll get into a woman whose belly is a brewery. All of that after the news, but first we must do this on WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio. Nick will be in for Steve Cochran starting at 6, and the brand new program, The Opening Bell, comes your way at 5 o'clock. We were talking about this app online. It's an online interactive tool. I guess it's not an app. But that said, how much time you do all sorts of things, from sleeping to talking about the weather. And we got a text from someone in the 815 says, I'm a farmer and we talk about the weather too darn much. Yeah, but you're a farmer. The weather is kind of your livelihood. I would expect farmers to talk about the weather. You know, poor Esmeralda, she's the one who's, you know, she's on a date and she's got to talk about the weather. No good. Let's finish this up because Dan was so kind to pull out this survey because I made the joke about British teeth. And if you are British and you are in town and you have good teeth, I mean you no harm. British teeth no worse than American, says a CNN study on CNN.com. The century-old American stereotype that the English have terrible teeth has been disproved in a new study published by the British Medical Journal. Well, I think they have, you know, a little bias there, don't they? It's not, you know, you got to get a third party. Of course, the British are going to say, our teeth are just as good as yours. That's how they'd say it. The British have reason to smile after researchers found their oral health was in some cases actually better than their U.S. counterparts in a study entitled Austin Powers Bites Back. I cannot take it seriously. I am going to call these facts into question, Dan, because they've used a fictional character with horrible teeth to present their study. And why are you a show for British dental work, Dan? Why are you an apologist for the U.K.'s teeth? Am I questioning your patriotism right now? Perhaps I am.
Wow.
I went there. No, I don't know. I'm not going there. The average number of missing teeth was higher in the United States at 7.31. While the UK, the average number of teeth is 6.9. The average number of teeth. Yes. The average number of teeth in a British person's head. No, they're missing only 6.97. That's according to researchers from both Harvard University, I've heard of it, and University College of London. Thousands of adults on both sides of the pond were examined by national dental teams, looking at factors such as pain, difficulty eating, and avoidance of smiling. Researchers also took into account education and income, finding that socioeconomic inequalities in dental health are significantly higher in the United States compared with the UK. That part doesn't surprise me. Surprise. Do you ever talk about dental work instead of weather on a date, Esmeralda? You ever bring that up? I got it. There you are. No, there you are.
No. There we go.
There you are. All these numbers.
I've not on dates.
Let's be honest.
Like in real, I guess,
in real life.
In real life.
Yeah, dating isn't real life. If you were to sit down across from a snaggletooth jack-o'-lantern person. Is that an immediate turn? Is bad dental? Dan keeps going. Why do you keep saying that? Have you not?
I'm just imagining a snaggletooth jack-o'-lantern.
Right.
Is Do you ever judge? You look at somebody and you go, "Oh man,
no,
can't.
I do."
Your teeth are just
I totally
crazy.
Do. I try not to.
Yeah, of course we all try not to.
But then I'm like, nope, I can't. I can't do it.
It's hard. It's hard not to. And I know. Again, I know. Don't don't call and say it's expensive. I know it's expensive.
Right.
I was very.
But it has
fortunate.
To be really bad.
Right. It can't be just a crooked tooth here or there. But if it's, if you got a lot going on, there's some people get a lot going on.
Right.
And it's, no, I just, oh.
Well, sometimes I feel bad because.
I do too.
So right now I'm seeing someone and they were telling me, I know.
Hello.
They were telling me all this, these issues that they've had to endure with their teeth. Like their tongue was doing weird things in their mouths that
fork?
They had surgery
was it a
for.
Fork tongue?
Yeah, so they're a lizard.
Oh my God, you're dating a V? Why, you couldn't find an actual human man?
It's tough.
I guess it is.
Nobody had, he had all these problems, I think take teeth out and he had surgery and headgear and he has to do this and that. And it's like,
still?
Wow, man, that sucks.
That would be awful.
Well, he says that he should be wearing headgear because of all the...
Well, tell him to put
surgery,
it on.
And he's
then.
Like, I'm not wearing that. Anymore.
You don't want him to revert back.
Well, yeah, and then I
to his alien
nerd
life
him,
form.
So.
Yeah, well, sure. Once you see a guy in headgear, it's hard not to yell nerd at him.
Yeah,
and then give him a swirly.
But it's insane to think all the issues. Some people who have really nice smiles, it's like, oh no, these used to be really bad.
Oh yeah, I mean, they had to drill up into my skull and pull teeth down and move
what?
Things around. Yeah, it was crazy.
Are you a shark?
I don't know what. No, I have a tie. This is
like
going
they're
to
up in there.
This is going to surprise everyone. I have a very tiny mouth.
Wow!
Not what comes
literally,
out of it.
Literally, not figuratively.
Figuratively. No, literally, I have a tiny mouth. Figuratively, my mouth is way too big. But no, I had my bicuspids were way up in my head.
Oh my gosh!
So they had to drill them, and I had double springs that were pulling these teeth down. Oh, it hurt like.
How old were you when this was happening?
Sixth, seventh grade. It was awful.
Oh,
awful.
Man.
And they were
time.
Pulling the ones up from the bottom and down from the top, and it was. Oh,
was there
man.
Outside headgear to do this?
No, this was all in.
Oh, good.
This was all
so
inside. No.
You just had to suffer silently.
Oh, I didn't suffer silently. How long have you known me? I whined constantly.
Yeah, but, so people don't know what's going on in your mouth.
Well, you couldn't help but see it because these are, anytime I opened my mouth, it was braces and these springs and holes up in my head.
So
and
did
it
you
was
get made fun of?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I sequestered myself. I was, I hid from public, my shame.
I just went to the dentist because I had extra wisdom teeth.
Extra?
Yeah, I had
like
them
bonus?
Taken out. I had them taken out in high school.
Okay.
And they came back. Two of them came. I know.
That's what you get for dating a V. They give you extra teeth. It's also kind of weird alien thing.
My dad made the joke. He's like, you're a shark. Because
sharks
I guess
have
they
extra
come
teeth.
Back
yeah, they
whatever.
Just keep coming back. So did they take out the new ones?
Yeah, they just had to yank them out.
Do they predict more will come back?
No, I think that was it.
Are you sure?
I think. Oh, let's hope so.
That's wild.
And it was crazy because it just took 5 minutes and the
I was
woman
say,
just popped him out.
You didn't miss any work.
No, it was a 5 minute procedure. Not even joking. She's like, they're really tiny.
I was going to say the new ones they're not as deep as the
regular
ones?
No, they were already, out.
Really?
Wow. But I remember,
how long
could
did
feel
it take?
Them and I'm like, what's going on? I thought those were gone.
How long did it take to generate these new teeth?
Probably a couple of years, I guess.
Would it work if we cut your hand off? Would you grow a new hand?
I grow a new
Not
hand.
Not that I want to do it, but...
No.
I don't
I'm
know
gonna
if,
say
you,
it doesn't
if, you
apply.
If you regenerate all your parts.
I'm just going to assume it's the wisdom teeth.
All right.
But they're gone now, so...
Well, if you want to assume Burn. That...
My magical powers.
If you want to prove it,
done.
We can see if another part of you will regenerate. I'm not going to be responsible for removing it, but we'll see. As a dental tech with technician friends in London, this according to a texter in the 847, we compare and find we have the same issues as in... relationship to daily work. Many RG techs in England come here for courses. Oh, so they come here and they learn, and then they go back to their land. Well, that's... All right, I guess we have to stop then. British teeth may not be any worse than Americans. The English people taking part in the study still believe the state of their mouths had a higher impact on their daily life. Of course it does. And as Esmeralda said, you try not to judge, and yet sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah, when it's really bad.
Yeah.
Just be like, sorry. Because you're watching them talk and you're just
exactly.
like, oh, no.
You look at it. Now, my front two teeth are chipped. One of them was my daughter was an infant. She headbutted me and she chipped my tooth. And then the other one, I don't know what I did. It was recently. I hit my mouth on something and it chipped, and I was like, oh. But the little chips.
Right, little tiny. I have a tiny chip too, but it's so tiny that it's like, I don't think.
But if I were missing a couple, I would go and get something done. Now, one of my brothers, he was really sick as an infant, and it messed up his whatever with his teeth. So for years, he wouldn't smile. And then when he became a professional, he went and he had his teeth done. So, and there's something about Mary where Matt Damon has the big chiclet teeth.
Oh, no.
They're not that big, but they're like, when we saw him after his mouth work, it was like, whoa, dude, he had these like beautiful big white teeth.
Like horse teeth?
No, not crazy where you'd go. Okay. Those don't fit your head. But there was definitely a look. It was like, wow. And I, again, he had some insurance, but his wife said they cost as much as a card. And I was like, wow. So I understand the economics of it.
Right. No, it's very expensive. Just a tooth.
Yeah.
To get put in. My mom, she's had a lot of issues with her teeth, and they, like, some of them fell out.
Oh, man.
Or they had to yank them out. But they're in the back.
Sure.
And it's more an issue of eating. So she just got those ones you just pop in. Because it's cheaper to just have
pop into it, like a bridge?
Come. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are cheaper than getting a proper tooth.
Oh, an input put in. Or an implant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, that's fun at parties. You can just pop out your teeth and leave them in a glass.
Or when you go to dinner, it's gross.
But it is gross.
Yep. They like doing that. You haven't popping them out.
Your alien doesn't pop out his teeth, does
he?
Doesn't. The V, as he peels back his human face to expose his lizard head, then his teeth just drop out.
How much time have you spent talking about the weather with the V?
Yeah, does the V talk about like galactic weather, or does he stay with this atmosphere?
We did talk about it a little bit in the beginning.
And then we
went, wow, we're talking about the weather.
Now, who called who on that?
We pointed it out, and we went, yep, this is happening right now.
And then was that a good jumping off point to move
into
something else?
No, yeah, it was good because it was awkwardness.
Does he talk about jet propulsion of his mothership? How does that?
No.
What else? No, that doesn't.
He doesn't.
Come up?
He, it's very mob-like. The Godfather.
Oh, they don't. Yeah, you can't talk about it.
It's like, I don't talk about my business.
Well, plus he doesn't. He must trust you to have revealed himself to you in his true form. So he doesn't want. You can't talk about it.
Pops the human head off like it's a hoodie.
Right. So now that we know that you're dating a V, if Dan and I were anti-Vs, we would follow you to wherever you were, and then we would capture him.
Which
we're not.
In case he's listening.
But I know exactly where Esmeralda goes to eat matzo ball soup with her alien boyfriend. And I don't mean from another country. I mean otherworldly. People are saying, why are people texting me pictures of teeth?
We have a listener who that's his job. He and his wife.
Doing molds?
Do molds. They listen to the show. He was actually our big dummy reader. A couple months ago.
Oh, the bit. Dude, don't call it. Call a guy who sends you pictures of teeth a dummy.
He and his wife, they sent me pictures. It's fascinating, the work they do.
It does look nice.
What are the molds for?
Like for...
V's.
For V's. to make aliens look more human.
I mean, I remember when I was younger, I had braces, and I remember getting
mold. Right, they do the mold.
I still have it.
Do you really?
The ceramic.
They gave it to you?
Yeah, it's just like a little ceramic thing.
No, I remember those too. I hated them because it would start to drip down. Oh, it's horrifying. Because again, I have a small mouth. So they would put this giant thing filled with goop in, and it would start dripping down the back of your throat, and it'd get all up in your nasals and your nasals.
Those holes
sinuses.
That you have because of those screws?
Or the screws at my holes. The holes in my head because of the screws. Speaking of holes in my head, I don't know how that ties into traffic and weather, but it will. And then we'll talk about a woman whose body is a brewery, just to start wrapping things up. Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio. Nick is going to be in for Steve Cochran at 6 o'clock. Steve Grzanich comes in a few minutes with the brand new program, The Opening Bell. So that will be that. I'll get to say hi to Steve in a few. Esmeralda is being welcomed into the Extra Teeth Club by texters in the 219. Supposedly you guys have some sort of, it seems like twins. You have, according to this, different feelings and wants than most people. You have some sort of psychic connection to extra teeth people.
I guess so. The vibrations from those extra teeth.
Perhaps it's some sort of radio frequency. So a lot of teeth talk. A lot of teeth talk here. From the 847, just working on emergency temporary denture, a lady broke a 5-tooth bridge. Wow. That's got to be hard to break your bridge.
I mean, that's a lot of teeth on one
what are you
thing
eating?
You just pop in.
You're eating concrete? That's weird.
I mean, they're just dangling on like a wire.
Right.
They're kind of just glued onto a wire that you pop into your mouth.
My dad had full ones, full dentures up top. And when I was young, every once in a while, not always, it would depend. It'd have to, the timing would have to be right. But then he would just look at us and he would like drop his teeth and do them in and out of his mouth real quick and then pop them back up. It was like, ah.
So but he didn't have that good glue.
I don't know what he used.
Whatever
I don't remember.
That's from the commercials.
Yeah, the Poligrip.
There you go.
Like, but I never saw him. Some people would leave them in a glass.
Right.
Like on their nightstand next to the. I never saw that. I don't know what he did. I think he just left them in until he wanted to freak us out.
When you leave them in the glass, the dogs get them. And then they wear them.
I don't want to see my dog wearing dentures. My dog with people teeth. That would be weird. That'd almost be like dating a V at some point where your dog has people teeth.
Now, I had a friend who had a glass eye.
Oh.
And thankfully, one day, I had gone home
thankfully.
Early. I had gone home early, so I didn't see the party. She took it out and just had the cavity. And,
oh, boy.
But people said it was very strange.
It is weird. I went to high school with a guy who had a glass eye. And he there was something going on with it. And we were at some function at school, whether a game or a dance or something. And he popped it out in the bathroom. And it was like, aha! You know, it's.
Did it jiggle?
No.
Like, was it a googly eye?
No. There was no snow globe in it or anything.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't festive. It just just looked like an eye. But if I were to have a glass eye, I can't see out of it anyway. I'm going to make it into something
fun.
Yeah,
make it a googly eye.
Yeah. What, like out of spring?
Oh, you could, oh, that?
Like that?
I was just thinking like the kind, just the sticker kind.
Yeah,
so that would go one way and your other eye would go the other.
Now I'm combining everything, and I'm imagining a guy who's got an eye on a spring with a dog with denture teeth. And they just go around the neighborhood.
And a penguin dressed as a pirate, and when he picked up his patch, it was the crazy glass googly eye.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So he'd peel the patch back, and the eye would just shoot out. Like, ha-ha!
So oh, and it would be the hockey ball.
The hockey puck. See?
Done and done.
Get to work at it. I can't wait to see your sketch pad tomorrow for all your marketing ideas for the Hockey Ball
it's
Association.
Be stick figures.
Dogs are definitely a good repair. So the dental tech is backing you up, Esmeralda. The dogs do eat, do take people's dentures.
Do they?
That's what she said.
I saw it on movies and TV.
Simpsons. I don't have dentures, and I have dogs, but I would try to keep my dentures away from my dog.
I would hope so, because their mouths aren't as clean as.
But you
I
wonder
would think.
If before they eat them, if they turn to other dogs and go, "Hey, check me out! Hey, I'm a human being.
I'm people.
Hey, look at me. I'm people. What up?
Wear clothes and walk down the street.
What are you telling me to
where
sit?
Where do you guys stand on where the dog would wear pants?
Oh, here we go. Really? I asked Steve Dale about this. First of all, because I knew if anybody cared enough about it to answer, Steve Dale would. He said you put a dog all four legs.
No,
I agree. It would only be two legs.
Exactly.
But if you dress your dog, you need to go to therapy. Dogs are animals. They don't want to get dressed up.
Yeah, but what if they're those tiny little chihuahuas that shiver? They need extra coats.
They need to be a sandwich. You know, that's not a dog. I don't know what that is. That's something. Somebody just texted me some sort of reptile head with people teeth in it.
Is that? That's my V.
Yes. Is this your boyfriend? Take a look at that picture.
Yeah,
is that him? Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh,
I can see why you were attracted to him. Beady red eyes and big people teeth. That's the kind of man you want hanging around. That is lovely. I told you I'd talk about this woman whose body is a brewery. We got a couple minutes before Steve Grzanich comes in here, so I'll share this with you. A New York judge has dismissed a drunk driving charge against a woman who took steps to prove her body works as a brewery, using excess intestinal yeast to turn ordinary food into alcohol, resulting in breathalyzer readouts that generally would indicate life-threatening intoxication. This is probably, other than the teeth talk we've been having, the craziest medical story I've ever heard.
So is she drunk?
Yes. Well, no, but it looks like she is.
Oh, okay.
The Buffalo News reported that the judge found the woman's claim compelling after she spent $7,000 working with a specialist to show that her body sometimes meets the legal definition of drunkenness without actual alcohol intake. The judge told the paper, which did not name the woman, that he believes 50 to 100 people have been diagnosed with a disorder called auto-brewery syndrome. It's a brand new disease. They're trying to figure this out. Sufferers don't know they have it. Spokespeople for the judge said the drunk driving, they all nobody returned comment because of this. So the BBC has been reporting earlier this year that people with this condition, it could be connected to long-term antibiotic use, and in at least two other cases, it appears to have been treated successfully with antifungal drugs and reduced consumption of carbohydrates and sugar. The syndrome is beginning to attract media attention. Sufferers are reporting bouts of goofiness after eating French fries and false accusations of alcoholism. The woman had her drunk driving charge. She's a 35-year-old teacher. Last year, she was arrested after a 911 caller reported she was weaving. She reportedly was found driving on a flat tire with, quote, glassy, bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. So she does appear drunk. She said she had three cocktails, but a breathalyzer found her blood alcohol content was 0.33. So just because she eats carbohydrates and stuff, her body takes that yeast and can turn it into alcohol and get her drunk. So wow. Next time, use that excuse. Not that I want you to ever have to be in that position to
now
ever
I'm
use
thinking,
that
is
excuse.
She going
to
use that excuse? She's like, no, I just have...
I got this.
My body's just looking, doing it.
I got intestinal yeast. It's all messing me up. I need some fungal.
I could believe it, though, because there's a whole ecosystem in your belly.
That's what I've heard. I've People, probiotics and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
well,
yeast
yeah, because if
stuff,
you...
And,
when you take antibiotics, it, like, kills all the
right.
good yeast or whatever, and...
So now you got to take this antifungal.
So if I could believe it. I could believe that she's like that.
Somebody says, I wonder if the rare self-combusting thing could be explained by this auto brewery system. I don't know, but I read this story and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on.
Self-combusting, like people who just...
People just burst into flames. Yeah, and not like on the Fantastic Four with the human
right.
torch. This is, what are they, yeah. So
if they have the yeast and the self-combusting, could they make beer?
They can make bread.
Like, could she just...
growing stuff?
Yeah,
she's growing all sorts of things. She's making beer. She's making rolls. Now we're getting more.
Handy if you're hungry. You know, just like, oh, I'll just make some bread in my stomach.
Or broke. Just have like one piece of bread and then you shake it up and then you got a 12-pack. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a pretty cheap way. Well...
That's even cheaper than your cucumber vodka at Target.
My sale Target.
Yeah, that's better. I think that's better. And more people texting us pictures... Taking
lizard
pictures
people
of
with
no,
teeth?
This is dogs
oh, okay.
with teeth.
Oh, dogs with teeth.
Dogs with
Very
teeth.
Nice.
People with teeth. All sorts of every
people
sort of animal.
Teeth,
well,
yes.
people with teeth.
Those
no,
weirdos.
Dogs and dogs. That's a cute picture of a dog with all these. I don't know. I admire. I had people with all this time on there. Thank you for sending all those pictures. They amuse me.